It's Monday night, and it's Or Lehei Kislev, and we're really at the end of Zriya. Those of you who have the newer chinuch, so it's right in the last paragraph before the hay. Starts with the words "Veniral Anias Daiti." So he was talking about if Zriya needs a shear or not. There was an implication in a Rashi that you need a Gregorius, but it wasn't clear that Rashi was really saying that. And the Rambam says Oreyas Kolshu. Veniral Anias Daiti. Do you have it? Oh, Veniral Anias Daiti.
I didn't come from home.
What do you have there?
This is the Musa Neshavas.
Oh, you have the Musa Neshavas. Oh. Veniral Anias Daiti. Dafka Rashi, Dal Zriya Bina Shira B'Shabbos. Yikomokom Over Ba'oso Zriya Ode Lav. The guy, what is he talking about? Shazara b'Shabbos Kalayim, and that's Kolshu. Even the Chayav al Kalayim b'Kolshu, Chayav al Shabbos b'Achshavei. That's an interesting Svara. It's an interesting Svara. The Gemara has such Svaras that sometimes you don't have enough of something, but if it is enough for a different din, it's like a spillover effect. For example, the Gemara in I'm not sushtelling it exactly, I'm just giving a dimion. Yeah, like the Gemara says, if something would have a din doifin, so on Shabbos, on Sukkah, so it would be doifin on Shabbos, it would be doifin on Sukkah. And you find such concepts, so he's using that here. He's saying this on his own, the Menchas Pinu. That shear is ultimately a measure of significance. It's never really that you objectively have to, let's say, plant that amount. I mean, you do, but you don't. You don't have to plant that amount. The amount is reflective of it being a planting of significance. So you have many times on Shas a concept called Akshavei, that if you achieve the significance through some other means, through the back door, so you don't really need the shear anymore. It's called Akshavei. So this would be a case of Akshavei, Rashi, the Menchas Pinu says. If you plant Kalayim, so then the Kol Shehu becomes a planting of significance. You are over a lav, and there you only need Kol Shehu. So once you're over the lav of Kalayim, so you're over the Shabbos also. That's what it wants to be Mechadish. Is it Mukhrach? Is it so compelling? I don't think so. But that's what he said. That's what he means Mechadish. I am Svarazu, Kamakolim Lachroinim, Mzeh Sawaimar, and therefore we could suggest, now he gets cute, the Ramatoysa Sviruluhu Karashi, the Zriya Tzorashir, but Yikomiko Maksha Shapir, the Nakshav Zareya, Beyomtiv, the Shom Kulial Mesoivim, the Chayav Al Kol Shehu, because it's talking about Kalayim is one of the things in Zareya. That's Yay Zareya, one thing, and Yoivim Ben Meni Lavin.
Why Yomtiv?
No, that's the question. The question is, Akram, it doesn't count Zareya and Yomtiv. So he's explaining the Shom Kulial Mesoivim, the Chayav Al Kol Shehu, in that case, because he's planting Kalayim there. Even the Chayav was real in Kalayim Al Kol Shehu, Shabbos, they wouldn't be talking about Shabbos there, because they're talking about getting Malkus. Shabbos, you don't get Malkus. Achinami, because it was real in Yandandu. So you don't have a Varai anymore. That Tosfos holds that Zoreya is always B'chol Shehu. Because Tosfos is talking about a case where you're planting Kalayim also. So if you agree with the Menchas Chinuch's Svara, then the Raya falls away. The Efshad Degam B'Nachal Eson Tzorech Shir Achshom Kibin D'Chosh Chayim B'Shem Kalayim. Again, that's the case there. B'Chol Shehu Chayim Lami B'Shem Nachal Eson B'Chol Shehu B'Kal Lohovid Shemirani Yechel B'Shas Shabbat Tzadik Aleph Amaralo Varak Perik Varambam Perik Yitzchas Mishabbos Mishnah Lamelach Shom Ve'en La'arif. What? Yeah, you're planting different species together. Wheat and chita and soyrin, yeah. Hey, paragraph A, that's the last paragraph of the Zuri. Oh, next to the last. Yemzora chatzishir, teinachai vashitos rashi hanal, yagomukom osum and atore kachol chatzishir. You'll have the din of chatzishir, osum and atore according to Rashi. Ayin shas, tafayin dalan, amal aleph. Chibuter lefos pochos mekashir, upirish rashi, the chatzishir, osum and atore. Vidazo chacham svi, denu osum and atore. I think we had it before. Yeah, but Dvar Matikin that Chazishir Rosh Hashanah is only by food because it's Chazir the Sarusay. Yemoso Chazishir Shachar Chazishir Ben Arba'im Mitzarav Vayim B'Shabbos Ab Kufayim Adalot Rambam Shkogos Perikov Lachaches Primogodim Chokar B'Kotzar Chazishir B'Beis Mahonim Itzor Sheiya Chazir Orisho. The N, if it has to be around, Shas Tzirus Achatzi Hakreni. Okanami is Lachlan Zech Moshe Zia Chatzishir Rishon Yakarka Tzirus Shazora Hakatzishir Hasheni. In the Starim, I can hear here. I can hear not.
Same half.
When Machapa is drawn by Ofar. Cover it up. The boor led him a makas of chasala from the base. Got me kalayim diyontim the chayim mishum zareya because that makes the seed take better in the earth.
The seed was over there.
What?
He didn't put the seed down. Was over there.
Right. Even if he did, he did it because he's tired. Rabba, maybe the got me kalayim. Got me heavy. Right, the Gemara says the Pharisees are going to be quiet. Why is Lake Zareya? Okay, we're up already to the third Malacha. Hakotzer. Right, to pluck off something that's growing. Lashon Rambam can for example on the Dalit a kosher tzua or kitnis or a bolzer anovim or a golder tzimorim kolelu av malacha akasein. It's actually the same malacha exactly. It's just in Hebrew there's different verbs to describe the actions you do by different fruit. So the mice are all in av malacha. So kolacha is the head. La'akar dover b'gidulo. Moshe the Rambam, Perikas Halacha Gimel, Hakoytzer Kegregor Eschayim, Kain of Rabbi Magen, Hakoytzer Shlomo Achila, and therefore, the Kegregor is the Chol Shira Achila Kegregor, Zuhur Kamapam. Kotzo Lizorim Acherim, Lassus of Firewood, Yeshurim Acherim, then you have to know other Shurim, it's not a Gregor, it's other Shurim. I am Rambam, Khan for Kessel Achahei, in the Behemah of Bechulu, in the Masoka of Bechulu.
When you're cutting raw wheat or something like that, so the amount you
want. When you're cutting what?
Raw wheat or raw grain or something. So the amount one eats.
Nobody ever said that was the point. The point is, kosh yuri achila, but kuragris. Anything that has to do with food. That's the way you say it, that you're always envisioning that food will emerge. No, that is all the things that are associated with food have the fear of food. So Because of Rambam Kankar, Kessel of the Gimel, the Tolesh, you have to learn that word, Tolesh. So it means to pluck. Told of the culture. Culture is of Av, and Tolesh is a Malacha. It is a Tolesh. What's the difference? The culture had a Bekleek. They have the tools that they use to cut down the fruits from the tree. You do it in the trees of Av, the Tolesh had a Beyod, and it's a Tolesh. This discussion is about tablet, like moss growing on a stone, is a tlisha to move the stone. Atolish may have chayo, pick them off the barrel. Clean the barrel from the chayas, that's called Torah culture. Shazil derech de loso, that's how it grows, and you cut it down. Can Atolish may also snorkel? And there is a soy with the Bechol Mizi Shaker or Kirdova Megidulo and a Hanami, and Mukhoyu without it. Oikadova Megidulo could mean Lav Dafka agricultural product.
So if it's growing in water, it's not
But Daddy says, yeah, but now he's saying, but you can have other types of culture too, that are not agricultural. But the fire asom is a simple Bechovis, the Megidulo Begmore doesn't exist. The southern Gedulei is called Gedulei Karka. Akaponim there is as around the whole Indian Shayach like Gedulei and Gedulo. After love Gedulei Karka. That's the bottom line. Around is Mashma like Gedulei and Gedulo. The Rosh because of the Chinir is as around the Gedulei Karka.
What the Rambam
comes
from Ma'ir exactly? Anything that gets bigger, that grows, doesn't have to be in the ground, anything that gets bigger, grows, it gets bigger.
Yeah, that gets nutrition.
Like animals?
What?
Not animals, but some animals called Gedulei Karka. They live off the land.
Yes.
Eat grass.
Yep.
So the animal holds it in the grass.
Well, the government might be ashamed of Gedulei Karka. There are areas in the Torah where they're considered to be. We have the Rambam holding. Rabbi Moses, the whole Indian Shaykh, I could do it, 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 I could do The Rashi calls it the Kenyan Dalsh Rambam Perek Yud Aleph. It is Mash Rambam Dafka is really Karka. In a Mufra. Arba Nim, what is the kind of thing that doesn't mean do with Dalsh Rambam? The Rambam, in case you have my cousin Rambam and Rashi, hopefully he's fighting with the Rambam.